This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, in Warsaw this afternoon. The two leaders are expected to review bilateral relationships and exchange views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides will also offer an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a ceremonial welcome at Chancellery in Warsaw. Prime Minister of Poland, Donald Tusk, was also present on this occasion. After the bilateral talks, Modi will call on President of Poland, Andrzej Duda. The Prime Minister will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. He will also interact with business leaders and Polish influencers. Last night, addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, Prime Minister said India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations. The Prime Minister stated that India's stance is clear that this is not an era of war and India believes in dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts. In Tripura, even as the water level in capital Agartala is receding, the flood situation continues to remain grim in Gomati and South Tripura districts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has spoken with Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha and took stock of the flood situation in the state. In a social media post, Shah assured all possible assistance from the center. Four NDRF teams which reached Agartala yesterday have been deployed in Gomati and West Tripura districts for rescue and relief operations. Talking to Akashvani, Tripura Revenue Secretary Brijesh Pandey said that four more teams of NDRF are likely to reach the state soon. He said even though the intensity of rainfall has decreased, there is a prediction from the IMD of heavy rainfall in the evening. The death toll in the rain-related incidents has gone up to 12. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister has assured Tripura Chief Minister that centre is rushing teams of NDRF apart from boats and helicopters to the state to assist in rescue and relief operations. India said that terrorism is a global threat to peace development and called for a comprehensive international anti-terrorism convention. The Charge d'Affaires of India's UN mission, R. Ravindra, who was speaking at the high-level open debate on peace building and sustaining peace convened by the Council's President Sierra Leone, said that given the importance of development for peace building, India has extensive development partnerships with countries in the Global South and the cumulative value of its developmental projects now exceeds $40 billion. Ravindra also said that India is discrediting those opposing the expansion of the permanent membership of the United Nations Security Council and denying Africa's rightful place. He added, Africa's continued denial of representation in the permanent category of membership is a blot on the collective credibility of this council. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and the Kolkata Police today filed status reports before the Supreme Court in the case of alleged rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. The apex court's bench, headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, resumed hearing in the Suomoto case registered by it in the matter. At the outset of the proceedings, the Chief Justice of India urged the agitating doctors to return to work, asserting that the ongoing protests could severely affect the public healthcare system. The matter is currently being investigated by the CBI after the Calcutta High Court transferred the probe to the central agency. During the previous hearing of the matter, the top court issued several directives, including the establishment of a national task force to examine the issues concerning the safety of doctors and medical professionals and to address gender-based violence. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked the social media platforms operating in India to comply with a recent Supreme Court order related to the identity of the deceased in R.G. Carr Medical College incident. The Supreme Court in its orders directed that all references to the name of the deceased along with photographs and video clips depicting the deceased be promptly removed from all social media platforms and electronic media. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.